Welcome to The Economy and You, a 5-minute look at the way developments in the local economy and financial field impact your day-to-day life. On today's program, co-chairman of the Economic Program Oversight Committee, Richard Biles, weighs in on Jamaica's performance to date under the government's economic reform program. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. Is Jamaica's economy doing better? That's the question on everyone's lips. Several financial analysts say yes, but is this really the truth? And if so, how can the average citizen tell for him or herself? According to co-chairman of the Economic Program Oversight Committee, EPOC, Richard Biles, the answer lies in developing a greater appreciation of exactly how the economy is measured. Likening the Jamaican economy to a patient in hospital, he says despite how things look on the surface, several readings suggest progress is being made.
Sometimes a patient can be recuperating, you know, because when they run those tests, they see that internally you are getting better. But what you see on the outside, the chemo make your hair drop out because you're in bed, or you get a little weak and you lose some weight, maybe your skin color. Those are the things that we're looking on in the economy and saying, my gosh, this program is not working. But that doctor knows that when he runs the tests, he knows what's happening inside. And that's what the macroeconomic indicators say to us. And today, every one of them is positive. Today, debt to GDP is better. Current account deficit is better. Inflation is lower. Employment is better. So everything that you can factually assess the economy on is better.
Mr. Biles says the signs of improvement are much more visible if you take your eyes off the corporate area, Jamaica's commercial district, and look further afield.
If you talk to somebody who lives somewhere between Orcharios and Negril, they will tell you the family they have or the friends they have that work in the hotel industry, hotels are 80% occupied. Everybody has a job. In the business process outsourcing business, 18,000 of them are employed. So if you live on that strip, you have a different outlook on what is happening.
For those persons still not sure about the growth in the economy, the EPOC co-chair says just look at the votes of confidence being provided by several international ratings agencies, including Standard & Poor's, Fitch Ratings, and the Forbes Best Countries for Business list 2015.
If we don't believe what we Jamaicans say about the economy, do we believe what foreigners say about our economy? And they say it with the S&P rating. We are now a B stable, coming from junk, absolute junk. And foreign investors are putting their money in this country.
A tangible example of international investor confidence in Jamaica, Mr. Biles says, was the recent decision by global beer company Heineken NV to purchase a controlling interest in Red Stripe.
That investment that Heineken has made is so significant. They had 15% of Red Stripe. If they didn't have confidence in this country, they would have sold that 15%. Instead, they made an offer to buy 85% to have 100%. In doing so, they are spending $720 million on this country. That is a vote of confidence in this country.
Co-chairman of the Economic Program Oversight Committee, EPOC, Richard Biles. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of The Economy and You.
Hey, this country wants to save money, dog. Well, one good way is to save energy. So no more talk. Time for action, time for energy conservation.
Government to the public sector taking the lead.
Them are energy saving champion.
And if all of we play for we part, then the plan must succeed.
I want to know that.
Ease up on the energy, up on the energy, up on the energy. Save today, protect tomorrow.
Ease up on the energy. This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.